To listen to this episode ad-free, visit patreon.com/whathappenedinskinner.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You've reached Sharon. Sorry I can't come to the phone, but if you leave a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hey, yeah, it's... I have something you should see. Don't text, but give me a call back. It's me, by the way, Sean. It's Sean. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Sean. This is how it started for us. First of the many what-the-fuck moments we've had the past few weeks. So, if you're new, 2 years ago, when Marla was making What Happened in Skinner, she sent her friend Sean to snoop around an abandoned mansion upstate called Carlton Island Villa. It had historical ties to Romana, and despite his reasonable reservations about the investigation, as a diehard urban explorer, Sean couldn't resist. He told us he'd report back, but then he went dark. His phone went out of service, no one could get in touch with him, until he, or someone using his account, appeared on Discord one day with an ominous message. Do not contact me. Shut this project down. People are getting hurt. We never heard from Sean again. Until that voicemail. So, we sat down, Aaron hit record, and we returned the call.
Hi. How are you?
You know, comme ci, comme ça.
Hey, I've got you on speaker. Is that all right? Cam's here. They're helping me with some things.
That's me. Hey.
Yeah, all right.
So, you're okay?
Relatively. You still in New York?
Brooklyn now, but yeah, what do you have?
When Axel Ferryman posted the safe on Reddit, it got over 97,000 upvotes. It got over 2,000 comments. But by the time Axel was bombarded with threatening messages demanding Irving's diary, he'd already given it away to the first person who asked for it. That person was Sean. He recognized the Oromana symbol on the front page and immediately reached out. But Sean arranged the exchange through a burner account and never checked it again. So right as Axel was desperately trying to reach him, Sean was busy handing everything off to us. And how did he recognize the symbol? Well, turns out he was already looking into Ellie Carver's disappearance and he remembered it from her blog. When Ellie's death was announced, he didn't believe the accident excuse for a second. He had another theory.
All right, so why do you think Rex killed her?
She was working against him.
How do you know?
Because she told me.
Well, hold on, you knew this girl? The inherited girl?
Yeah, I did.
How?
She reached out after Carlton. Said what they did to me was fucked up. Took me to coffee.
You got coffee with her?
Crazy, right?
One coffee turned into many. And eventually, they developed a friendship. Ellie even posted a TikTok from an adventure with her urban explorer friend. Ellie found an outlet for her radical opinions about Oromana. And I think Sean found someone who understood what he'd been through, even if he couldn't voice it himself.
I don't know. She was different.
Different? You mean like in her videos?
Nah, that was an act. She was just fucking with people. Her parents, Rex. Different like she felt guilty about what they did. She wanted to change it. Not just Rex, they all hate on him, but what they did. 71st, They're Magister, Heart Island.
Carlton?
Yeah.
What happened out there?
I don't... Sorry.
But what did they do to you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Have you talked to Marla? Sean, why'd you reach out to us?
I don't know. I guess there are more good people in there, and I want them to have a chance.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I knew it.
Ah, Sybilla. Coffee? All right, what vital social cause have I neglected today?
Well, the meeting for the Henry Street settlement just ended.
Was that today?
And Mrs. Wald asked me to come by and check on your fever.
Ah.
Really, Irving, her work to bring healthcare to the less fortunate people of this city is nothing short of angelic.
I'm sure it is, and you know I'll donate to any of your endeavors, but, Sybilla, sitting in a room negotiating requires an intestinal fortitude that I simply don't possess. The mere notion of it gives me a fever.
Why, I always stick my neck out for you.
Shall we call this one of our little secrets?
All our secrets together wouldn't fill the first chapter of a dime novel. Shall we discuss the terms of my discretion?
Just think a little more evidence would show this to the elder now, Elliot. You don't know what he's planning. Our parents are stubborn old goats. What do you expect them to say?
Elliot and Viola! We have a stubborn old goat and an elder at your disposal right here. Although I'll leave it to Sybilla to decide which is which.
I don't think I prefer either of those characterizations.
Well.
Mr. Johnson, Mrs. Martin, good. We have something urgent we want to discuss.
You want to discuss?
Viola, you look flushed. You should sit.
I'd rather stand. It's about Dalton Thorne. On the day of the fire, we saw something in Dalton's study.
Why were you in...
Shh. Go on. What did you see?
I don't... Things I didn't recognize. Papers, objects... I think Dalton may be experimenting with hexing. We both do.
Elliot?
Yes. We do.
Hexing whom?
His enemies.
Viola, that's a very serious accusation.
I know. And I stand by it.
Your evidence?
There were strange instruments on his desk. Of metal, glass, wire... Vials and terrible drawings of the human body, twisted, scarred. It looked like alchemy.
That boy's always had a taste for the macabre, but that's... What you're accusing him of is something the Oromana simply don't do.
You did.
Elliot.
It's all right, Mr. Johnson. My father brags after too much port. I know what the Coven achieved at Gettysburg.
Does he? Well, that was war. The fate of the Union was ours to save, and nothing like it has ever been done before or since. But what you're suggesting, hexing for what, revenge or money, or it's unprecedented.
Everything is unprecedented until it happens.
Oh, Viola, dear, you've suffered a terrible tragedy. It's natural to look for meaning in it. But...
Loretta had a bag full of evidence from Dalton's desk, and the Windsor goes up in flames that very minute? Is that precedented?
Perhaps we should...
What did she have?
I didn't have time to look at it all, but we grabbed what we could from the ground, Genevieve and I.
What is it?
R.J. Ashford, Filbert Stokes, Edward Doyle. Well?
Dalton had bad blood with every one of these people, one of whom already died in the winter.
Come now, Viola. This list isn't nefarious, it's petty.
But if he is plotting something against...
Viola, I can see you're convinced, but I just don't think it's reasonable to...
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, hello, Mr. Ogden.
Very good to see you, Mrs. Martin. Mr. Johnson, we received a telegram for you. It seems worth reading.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Irving?
There's been an accident. Filbert Stokes.
An accident?
Is he all right?
No. No, I'm afraid he's not.
Is he?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Look.
Jesus Christ.
Son?
Filbert Stokes. Second name down.
This is a tragedy, but it's an accident, not a conspiracy.
I have to agree.
But Mrs. Martin, you can't ignore the coincidence.
Not at all. I think we're acknowledging that that's exactly what this is. Will you two please excuse us?
But Father...
Elliot...
What sort of accident?
It was unspecified.
And where did this unspecified accident occur? Irving?
Near the Pearl Street station.
What? Filbert wouldn't be caught dead in a neighborhood like that.
Evidently he would.
What? Oh, my God. You are insufferable.
And yet you continue to suffer me.
But something is peculiar.
Tell me you don't hold truck with that absurd notion.
No, I don't.
Things are already tense enough. If we were to accuse one of our own of murder, of hexing, it could rip the coven apart. And if that accusation turned out to be false...
Which is an excellent reason to prove it false.
Which is an excellent reason to leave it be. Filbert's family will be distraught enough. We hardly need to throw conspiracy into this.
We're not who I'm worried about. 1 hour. A quick hackney ride down, uncover enough to soothe Viola, and back uptown before Roscoe gets home. The Stokes never need to know what we found.
Sybilla, look at us. Can you imagine the sight of you and me down there? No, I know that face, and you won't sway me. Not on this. I'm washing my hands of it. Which I did. For exactly 5 days. Sybilla, how long can it take to try on a dress?
Well, Mr. Johnson, what do you think?
I think you look like a demented fishmonger.
My intention was fruit vendor, but fishmonger will do.
Pardon?
Well, you said yourself, a fishmonger would be far less conspicuous in the tenements, don't you think?
What? Oh, God, you can't be serious.
Mr. Johnson, your costume is ready in the dressing room.
My costume?
You look quite fetching.
I am dressed as a Hungarian barkeep.
It suits you.
In a hackney carriage en route to a house of ill repute. Sybilla...
Well, no one else wants to ask what Filbert was doing there.
I think we know what he was doing.
Perhaps, but we don't know why he died doing it.
Are you suggesting you...
What are you supposed to be?
Excuse me, madam. I am a humble barkeep which merely wants to have...
You're a humble barkeep and I'm Annie Oakley. Yee-haw.
Excuse me, madam, but I am born on banks of Danube and
Irving,
I...
Irving, that'll do. And you are the overseer here?
Overseer. Yeah, that's me.
We're here about the gentleman who passed away here.
Do you know him?
We did, yes.
Did you like him?
I'm sorry?
Because if you did, nothing here will make you feel any better.
We've come here for a better picture of what happened, however it makes us feel.
You know what we do here?
Of course.
Come in, then. I'm not sure what you two expect to find,
If you can, answers. We were wondering if...
Here, take this. Light's been out since the night your friend was here. We're not high on Edison's priority list.
Thank you.
Two flights up, first on the left. That's where you'll find your answers.
Good Lord.
Hello. My name's Sybilla Martin. This is my friend Irving Johnson. Pleased to meet you.
Lucia, you are very beautiful, very handsome.
Oh, you're too kind.
I am not used to two, but if you teach what you like...
No, I mean, that's not why we're here. We'd like to ask you a few questions.
Perché? Why questions?
We can compensate you for your time.
Grazie.
We'd like to ask what you remember about Filbert Stokes. Of course, we'll protect your privacy.
I meet lots of men, but not lots of names.
Filbert is the man who died in your care.
Your police?
No, just colleagues.
What is to say? We fuck, he die.
I don't think the language is necessary.
I'm sorry if this is difficult for you. But could you tell me how he died? Are you suggesting exertion?
Do I look like doctor? Is that what else matters?
Lucia, he was our friend. I'm just trying to understand why he... how do I ask this? Did he say anything about his state before he died? Did he look ill?
I tell you what I remember. I don't know. Sorry.
Where did he die?
In my bed. Like I say, I don't know. You want more, ask his friend, okay?
Friend? What friend?
I'm sorry, I have a client soon. You two should go, please.
Well, wait a minute,
Of course, I understand. Thank you for your time. Irving, may I trouble you for your wallet?
But I already...
I will gladly reimburse you. Please, as our thanks.
I don't... Thank you.
Shall we? Miss Lucia, should you ever wish to see what other options are available to you, I hope you'll visit Lillian Wald at the Henry Street Settlement. She's always looking for intelligent young ladies. The work is rewarding, and room and board are provided. Give her my name, Sybilla Martin.
Un momento. Your friend... Philibert, he was a gentleman. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Lucia.
His friend, he's not a gentleman.
Can you tell us more about him?
Tall, blonde hair, dark eyes, baffuto, mustache, clothes very fancy. He's regular. Philibert, he was not regular. Second time only.
Do you know the friend's name?
It's strange. Darwin?
Dalton?
Careful for him.
Thank you. Grazie.
Di niente.
I thought Filbert and Dalton despised each other.
They did.
Really, just like they said, spreading all across his body. The devil's work, Martha.
Filbert Stokes was the first death in 1899 that presented with those wounds. From a heart attack. When I first heard about Ellie's accident, I thought it was complete and total bullshit. An obvious cover-up. Same with the idea that Ingram randomly drowned. I figured his body must have been dumped. But now I wonder, what if these really were accidents? What if Ellie really did fall down the stairs? What if Ingram fell into the river? What if Filbert Stokes had a heart attack mid-do? And what if someone made them all happen? Maybe I've been thinking about this all wrong. I've looked at the given circumstances of death as improbable excuses to cover up something worse, but wouldn't you come up with a more plausible excuse? Aurimana is all about manipulating the flow of luck. If you had enough power and concentrated all your ill will on a single person in a single moment, how much bad luck could you create? I've never heard of this kind of wound, though, nor had they. But the Aurimana talk about energy waves, which is how they manipulate things, right? If you bent the waves far enough out of shape, could that energy leave a mark? Could enough people working together harness that much power? Could one person? Filbert was the first, and he was also the only one we know for sure wasn't alone. If someone was just figuring this out, maybe they had to operate at close range, which could mean nowadays they don't have to anymore. Don't love that. Or were Ingram and Ellie alone? No one's come forward so far, but clearly 71st is trying to make sure no one will. We got word they're trying to stop people from talking to us. If you do know anything, I don't know, I obviously don't want anyone to put themselves in danger. We do need whatever info we can get, but please, please take care of yourself. If you're going to share anything, just make sure it can't be traced back to you. Sometimes I feel like a crazy person talking about what kind of fucking magic is possible and warning people to stay safe from hexes. But whenever I do, someone's always there to remind me how very real all this shit is.
I see you. You who have committed to the ideal of self-actualization through self-discipline. Truest, Aurimana. You are worthiest. And yet I ask you, what do you have to show for it? What power have you harnessed while they look down on you in those shiny black helicopters? What wealth have you amassed while they hide away in St. Lucia, enjoying their splendor without ever chanting a verse? What good have you created that outweighs the atrocities that they commit in our name? I ask you, how can it be that you, who work the hardest, get the least? And I ask you, is that a bug or is it a feature? I see your anger. I see your fear. And I promise you, justice will be served. The inherited will pay for what they've done.
Of course, the establishment Aurimana aren't the only inherited with something to worry about. The Discord's been urging me to check up on Susan, and when Rex sent this message out, I thought she should see it.
Inherited will pay for what they've done.
Yeah. So, it went out to the Themis email list earlier today.
Okay. Anything else?
Guesses, mostly. We have rumors that he was sighted in Delhi, but Discord says the birds in the background are Central American, so maybe he actually is in Belize. Are you... How's Skinner? Like, are you keeping yourself safe?
It's quiet out here, for now. Are you?
I can't... Susan, why Ellie Carver? Why Ingram Spensley?
I honestly have no idea.
Is there anything they had in common? Were they friends, or... You must have known them, right?
Not well. No, I mean, we've met, obviously, but... I have someone I want to connect you with. A colleague out here, but they're originally from 71st. Dianera Vasquez. They go by Danny.
Okay, great. Cool. What's their deal?
We grew up together. They're helping me run the coven, but they'll be in New York tomorrow. You should talk to them.
Yeah, okay. Anything I should know about them?
Yeah. They're friends with Ellie. And Cam?
Yeah?
Watch your back.
What Happened in Skinner is produced at Mazama Voiceover Studios in New York City. This reenactment starring Gene Taffler, Daniel Olson, Joseph Dean Anderson, and Evelyn Giovine. Original music by Aureli Webb.
Very special thanks to our patrons Troy Hillman and Chris Huning for paying to fix the door. Join us at patreon.com/whathappenedinskinner.
Antarctica. If I had known the truth, I never would have come here. It's a frozen hellscape at the bottom of the world. The Telders Corporation lured me here with promises of exploring the universe, but it's all lies. Now, I'm trapped at Station 151, hounded by a sadistic AI that's been stuck in my head and subjected to unimaginable experiments. I'm not sure who I am anymore, and no one is coming to help me. No one is coming.
Welcome to Station 151. If you're looking for a science fiction, psychological thriller with a hint of horror like John Carpenter's The Thing, Severance on Apple TV+, or Moon by director Duncan Jones, you'll love this podcast. Catch up on all episodes of Season 1, available now wherever you get your podcasts, including a mini-season and bonus episodes. New episodes of Season 2 drop every Tuesday, continuing the story where Season 1 left off.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit 1 with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.